Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, a love letter to Hermosa Beach and the greater South Bay. On December 3rd, 2020, live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. Certainly, Joe Terry and Carrie Terry feel that we have done that to the best of our abilities. We have lived, we have loved, we have laughed, and we have left a legacy of, I hope, joy and responsibility and love and just kindness here in the South Bay. We have loved living here for these 30 years. But it's time. That right after this commercial break, because that is what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles. We live, we love, we laugh, and we leave a legacy. And it's a beautiful place to do just that.
Today's show is brought to you by Forever Memoirs. Forever Memoirs tells stories, your story. We produce A&E biography-style films for individuals, families, nonprofits, and others, complete with interviews, photographs, drawings, paintings, music, and narration to create invaluable memoirs of the past and present for generations to enjoy. Your personal family history is more important than anything your children will ever see in a movie or on television. We provide you with a way to document your history for yourself, for your children, and their children forever. Forever Memoirs can provide a free consultation at 310-379-9822. Call now. Forever Memoirs will professionally interview your family and weave into that biography all the photos, keepsakes, mementos, paintings, archival film, and music that will aid in the telling of the story of that person's life and capture the laughter and the wisdom forever. Call us to discuss the possibilities at 310-379-9822 and have that conversation before life gets in the way again at 310-379-9822. Call now.
Of course, that's my firstborn daughter, Sarah, Sarah Grace. And, you know, when we first moved to the South Bay, it was Sarah and Olivia, just barely 10, 11, 12 months apart. I think at that time, so we moved to the South Bay in 91. So, they were just, I mean, 2 and 1, essentially. they were still, toddlers. And, I was just, hungry and programmer, engineer, software engineer, working for a small company called Manhattan Software. Actually, working for the law, the tax law offices of Stephen R. Mitchell. Stephen Beverly were such gracious business owners and hosts. Our first hosts in the South Bay. Steve found me a small studio. It wasn't a one bedroom. It was a studio right on Highland Avenue, not too far from Beach Pizza. And that's where I stayed first in the South Bay. Carrie and the kids, Olivia and Sarah, were still in Oxnard. And I tried that for a little bit. The commute was just impossible. So I only did it on the weekends. And Carrie said, nope, this is not a family, not happening. You're going to have to move us down there. So we found a place, 531 11th Street. Don't go there and knock on the door. 531 11th Street. We love that place. There are right across the street from Clark Field in Hermosa Beach. We loved that place. Two trees out front. We were in the first unit right out front, and so we had use of that front patch of grass plus two trees, and we called those trees Grandma Tree, Grandpa Tree, and Grandpa and Grandma Tree for the kids. Those were amazing days. Having a young family in Hermosa Beach in the early 90s was really wonderful. Some wonderful memories. Now, normally at this time, I would be saying, I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook and at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That is what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Well, Jackie's not here today. We discussed the fact that Carrie and I are going to be moving. Carrie and I are going to be moving. We're not quite sure where permanently yet. We decided to do somewhat of a walkabout. We're going to go and stay with my middle daughter, Olivia, and her fiancé, longtime boyfriend, Zach Zoller, sorry. And we're going to stay with them for, you know, a couple of months or through the holidays. And then we're going to go and stay with my daughter, Sarah, and her fiance, Jacob Arbuckle. We're going to stay with them for a few months and figure out where we want to be next. Is it going to be Northern California in the Lake County area where Tammy and Mark Lips are already? Tammy and Mark Lips bought a wonderful B&B, and Tammy is pursuing her catering business and her business as a chef in Lake County. What a beautiful place. Clear Lake, which is the center of Lake County, Clear Lake is the largest natural freshwater lake in California. And it's a gorgeous area with the local mountains and the vegetation and the rich soil. It's a wonderful place to grow wine. So there's lots of grape growing there. It's a wonderful place to just grow about anything. Everything grows well there. This particular property, this particular farm that Zach Zoller owns is just in a beautiful location, not too far from the lake, and has amazing groundwater, and they can grow anything there. So they're trying to figure out what they want to do in terms of being full on farmers. There's plenty of sheep. They just had some new additions to the sheep herd that they have, two young twins, I believe. And they have chickens and two cats and a dog, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place. We can't wait to spend the holidays there with them. But leaving our gorgeous South Bay and this relationship that I've had with Jackie Balestra. John, with deferences to John Balestra, I just have had such a great relationship with your wife. Jackie is a fearless, brilliant writer. She has strongly held opinions, as anyone that has ever listened to this show knows. And she has such a big heart for her friends and her family and, just everyone in her orbit. It is a privilege to have had her as a partner these 10, 11 years that we've been working together on the South Bay Show. It was just a pure accident. We found each other. My wife noticed a flyer at the local library in Hermosa announcing her website, South Bay by Jackie. And the way I hear it, the way I remember it, is that Jackie had just launched the website maybe a few weeks before and was trying to publicize the website, current events, calendar of events. And we saw the flyer. I called her to find out if she'd like to help me fill the South Bay Show with content. I just didn't have content. I was doing all kinds of shows on various kinds of small business topics, network marketing and various other topics like that. Just tired of coming up with what I considered to be not that interesting topic. So Jackie and I began to collaborate. We came up with a vision. Actually, Jackie is the executive producer of the South Bay Show. She came up with the direction in terms of who we were going to feature on the show. And it became just a joy. And year one, year two, year three slipped by. 10 years it's been that we've been doing that. And we've had some amazing shows with people that we've lost. We've had some amazing shows with people that in politics and business and food, and it's just a great legacy. I don't know how you keep such a legacy alive. We can maintain those archives. I think I'm going to turn my attention to maintaining some of the best of the best archives from our show. As Jackie pursues a new endeavor, of course, she will continue with SouthBayByJackie.com. But also, if you go to Etsy and look up Stub Stories Apparel, it's all one word, Stub, S-T-U-B, Stub Stories Apparel. That about? Well, it's the stubs that people used to get at concerts, live musical events, and how Jackie, over the years, collected hundreds and hundreds of these stubs because she's an inveterate supporter of music, live music, and loves live music. And she had all these stubs, and she thought, wow, you know, this is cool. What, Dave Matthews? There's so many stubs here. When you look at them, you will be amazed at the stubs that they have. But putting the stubs on T-shirts, on masks, in this global pandemic, it's really blown up. They're doing extremely well. And her and her partner, Dawn, we have a show on it. So please avail yourself of this show, and you can find out all about Stub Stories Apparel, Etsy. So just go to Etsy and type in Stub Stories Apparel, all one word, and you can find out more, or you can refer to the South Bay Show, the episode on Stub Stories Apparel. There is something I thought to myself, what am I going to say in a love letter to Hermosa Beach and the greater South Bay? What am I going to say? And it really came down to me about chronology. I mean, as an engineer, that's what I think about, right? Sequence and chronology, and that's the way you tell a story. We moved down here 91. I had been down here for 6 months, working for Manhattan Software, Steve Mitchell, Stephen R. Mitchell, Stephen Beverly. And we finally decided we had to move the family down here. Yes. And so we did. We moved to 531 11th Street. And that was the wonderful, across the street from Clark Field. We love baseball in general, and having access to that field, less than a quarter of a block away. And the loving neighbors that we had there, just amazing for about 11 or 12 years, until we moved into our own home from 531 11th Street. We moved here in 91, and then in 2000 we moved into our own home, which we bought at it's on 10th Street. I can't even remember, 652 10th Street or something. So we lived right across from Clark Field, below the Greenbelt. We moved to 10th Street right above the Greenbelt because we loved where we were. And I wish I still owned that home. I wish that was a great investment. We should have continued, but I have to say personality flaw. If I had not continued to think, okay, next big business, I would never have sold that home, which we made money after just a few years in that home. We made money, and I had enough money at that point to start a business called Penny RX of Canada. We had a retail storefront in Redondo, right on Torrance Boulevard, and that was a mistake. Adding high cost real estate to your overhead as a small business, that just was not necessary. And I wish I had done it differently. If I had done it differently, I think we would still have Penny RX of Canada in business today. One thing is, I had a retail storefront, which was just massive overhead. And number two is if I had run the business out of my home, I would still be in business. The other thing is I decided to take the bluster from the state and federal government about how, oh, you can't do that. You can't help people buy prescription drugs from Canada. That's against the rules. Well, when they can save 30% or more, some people 50, 60, 70% on their life-giving medication on a monthly and annual basis, who says they can't buy from Canada? It still goes on today. The business has not really changed yet. No matter what it is, if it's an expensive prescription drug, it is likely cheaper if you buy it from Canada right now, today in 2020, with COVID-19 raging around the world. Buying prescription drugs in the U.S. is a travesty. It's a crime the way that the pharmaceutical companies have the stranglehold on our political elite and our political class. The pharmaceutical money determines what laws get passed, and it's just something that needs to change. Well, in 2003, I should have reminded myself that that would be the bigger, better fight. I should have reminded myself that that would be the bigger, better fight. And so there you go. It's something that I revisit regularly to remind myself that the next time I get such a historic business opportunity, I'm going to fight for it. And I'm currently involved in resurrecting Forever Memoirs, a business that I loved, another business, because that's who I am, that I loved after learning that our kids were loving their productions of drama productions at Hermosa Valley. Sarah and Olivia loving their drama productions at Hermosa Valley, and no one was doing a proper recording of them. So I decided to not only do a proper recording of them, but to go overboard and really do it the way I thought it should be done. And it was something that I did. Please go to forevermemoirs.com, forevermemoirs.com, and check it out. I loved it. I loved it. So that brings us to the early 2000s, 2003, where I'm working with. Carrie's doing what she's doing with the Girl Scouts. The girls are growing up in the South Bay and in Hermosa schools, some of the best schools in the country. Jared is born in 1994 and is young still. We're all having a wonderful time in Hermosa, and Jared, of course, starts baseball. And I'm right across the street from Clark Field. What a family. Hermosa Little League had been to us. What a great and loving and supportive family Hermosa Little League had been to us. And all that time, for 11 years, I was on the board of directors of the Little League and just loved it. I was a coach and board member and just really loved our experiences there with everyone. Too many to name. There you go. Love that. So then we transition from Hermosa in 2004, I believe, 2005, we transfer over to Redondo Beach. We found a wonderful three-bedroom, two-bath at 2209 Ruland Avenue. Don't visit. Don't bother the people there. 2209 Ruland Avenue. Love that place. Three-bedroom, two-bath. Two girls, two teenage girls, a young son. It worked. We got it to work. But there was a lot of life in this home that we're in now that we're leaving, that over the last 16 years that we just loved every minute of it. We love our neighbors here, the Ruland Rowdies. It's Ruland Avenue, and we're rowdy, so we call ourselves the Ruland Rowdies. And had two closed block parties. We started when the kids were very young. I didn't start them. We just joined in and became big supporters of them, and loved all of the people on this block, all the people that lived here and have moved away and have come back to join in the subsequent years of block parties, because it's such a wonderful community here in Redondo, North Redondo. And we just continue to enjoy everything about where we are here in North Redondo and the greater South Bay. There's too much to mention. The South Coast Botanical Gardens are going are having holiday lights, an amazing event going through January. You have to go and visit the South Bay Botanical Gardens. What a gem of the South Bay, the South Bay South Coast Gardens, I believe they're called. But you'll find them. Botanical Gardens, South Bay, South Coast Botanical Gardens. Just a wonderful place. We've loved all these years. And they're having holiday lights. It's just going to be, it's spectacular. It looks spectacular. So that brings us back to a love letter to Hermosa Beach and the greater South Bay. I just rather than going through a laundry list of events and people, I just want to try to sort of draw a sketch of the great times in our lives. Hermosa Little League, of course, the Hermosa Beach Ed Foundation. I remember when HBEF.com was owned by the Himalayan Buddhist Evangelist Fund or something like that. HBEF.com was owned by another entity. I remember all the great people that passed through ensuring that the education in Hermosa Beach is second to none, and HBEF.com and HBEF.org now point to the right place, the only place, Hermosa Beach Education Foundation. And it's tough right now. It's very, very, very tough right now. Education everywhere is tough. And my heart goes out to the families that are struggling through this at this point. I cannot imagine if we had young kids what we would be doing right now. I want to play something for you that has always affected me. It's 2 minutes long, and then I'm going to play a commercial. I'll come back and then I'll play a commercial, but this has a ring of permanence to it, a ring of this is America to it. It's one of the greatest 2 minutes of radio I've ever heard. It's called Farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die. Then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painin' from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
So God made a farmer. There's something powerful about radio, something powerful about spoken word, music. We've had many musicians on. We've just enjoyed so much music in the South Bay. Prior to 2020, there was something unworldly or super worldly about beach concerts in Hermosa Beach. We lived them, we breathed them, we recorded videos and posted them on social media. To have a warm party on the beach with, you know, 5,000 of your closest friends and some band, killer band, is just memories that we can never, ever, ever, ever replace. We look forward to the future. Concerts on the beach in Hermosa Beach. We just look forward to that. We'll come back. We're going to be, you know, for the next few months, 6 months, we're going to be in limbo, living with our children, enjoying the farm life, and then enjoying Salem, Oregon, enjoying the farm life in Lake County, California, and then enjoying Salem, Oregon, kind of small town America with Sarah and Jacob. And then we will decide where we're going to plant permanently. I think it's going to be a home in Lake County. That's what we're thinking now. There's something transformative about this wonderful, the largest freshwater lake largest natural freshwater lake in California, Clear Lake. The region is just wonderful and beautiful, and a good place to plant roots, let's just say. A good place to plant roots in every possible meaning of the of the term. The South Bay, we will miss forever, ever, ever. Of course, if I become a cryptocurrency millionaire, billionaire, we'll probably move back to the South Bay and buy a home right above Rat Beach. Kind of our dream home. You know, people think about the Strand and people think about living in PV and people think about, you know, there's all the beautiful, wonderful places to live in the South Bay. But for Carrie and I, kind of the ideal place to be, the final place, would be a home right on the bluffs above Rat Beach, where we could walk down our backyard, but not be too close. So we are protected against potential, like Carrie thinks about potential tidal waves or whatever may come. It's very secure and very safe up on the bluff. But if you want to walk down, you can walk down to the beach and then enjoy Rat Beach, which is the southernmost, the southernmost part of the great Santa Monica Bay. The great bay that that is enjoyed by millions in Los Angeles. The southernmost tip of that bay is Rat Beach, Redondo and Torrance, Rat Beach. And it is heaven on earth. There's many places that are wonderful. We're going to go explore some of those places. But we believe that Hermosa Beach is wonderful. Manhattan Beach is wonderful. Of course, we've spent many years just falling asleep and waking up on Hermosa beaches. But there's something about Rat Beach. It's integration with nature. There's something about it. And at this time, I would also like to play a commercial, ladies and gentlemen, for Forever Memoirs, for preserving your family's history. Your children would much rather have a keepsake that they could keep detailing the history of your family than they would to watch any movie ever made. Making these films can be expensive, but no more expensive than a vacation to Disney World or something of that nature. And it lasts forever. So please consider Forever Memoirs.
Today's show is brought to you by Forever Memoirs. Forever Memoirs tells stories, your story. We produce A&E biography-style films for individuals, families, nonprofits, and others, complete with interviews, photographs, drawings, paintings, music, and narration to create invaluable memoirs of the past and present for generations to enjoy. Your personal family history is more important than anything your children will ever see in a movie or on television. We provide you with a way to document your history for yourself, for your children, and their children forever. Forever Memoirs can provide a free consultation at 310-379-9822. Call now. Forever Memoirs will professionally interview your family and weave into that biography all the photos, keepsakes, mementos, paintings, archival film, and music that will aid in the telling of the story of that person's life and capture the laughter and the wisdom forever. Call us to discuss the possibilities at 310-379-9822 and have that conversation before life gets in the way again at 310-379-9822. Call now.
Over the years, as I said, we've had so many amazing people musicians on the show. Of course, I spent many years supporting the South Bay, South Bay Symphony. And I want to get this right. South Bay, what am I trying to say? South Bay Symphony. I'm going to get it. Beach Cities Symphony. Yes, there are two S's in the middle. Beach Cities Symphony. What a wonderful organization. Since the 1950s, playing to audiences, a volunteer orchestra playing to audiences in El Camino College. Beach City Symphony Orchestra, I did many, many shows over years with Barry Brisk, the musical former musical director of the Beach City Symphony. He has since retired. They just celebrated their 70th season, and what a great place and what a great amenity for the South Bay. But along the way, we've met many, 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 many musicians. One musician that we recently met, Meg, M-E-G-G, rather than travel down the traditional pop road, Meg merges her love for pop music with her SoCal punk reggae roots and creates her own beach pop sound. Summer in the South Bay sounds so good. The song features unique guitar work, stellar vocals, smooth grooves, and memorable hooks. Meg writes with flair. She tells a cool story. So, in a love letter to Hermosa Beach and the greater South Bay, most recently, I can't think of a better song to leave you with than Summer in the South Bay by Meg. And I will be returning after the song. Here's Summer in the South Bay by Meg, M-E-G-G. Check her out on Instagram. Check her out on all the social media platforms. Here you go.
Summer's in the South Bay. Summer's in the South Bay.
It's a beautiful day, and I'm stuck inside. I can't lie, thinking about those times when it was easier. When it was easier. Sandy feet on the street, phony eyes wanna eat. Stop it, LBJs, we can grab a special seat. Feel the sun never ends, can't get bored with your friends. Meet me at the stairs right on Avenue C.
Summer in the South Bay, it feels like home and all is okay. Summer in the South Bay, you got your board and that's enough, babe. We get wet just to forget, we don't wanna think about.
Hopping fences, tearing up jeans. With someone always mad at me, never bothered me. Sandy feet on the street, phony eyes wanna eat. We can go to Fanny's, get a cheeseburger from Steve. Feel the sun never ends, can't get bored with your friends. If you wanna ride, you know where to find me.
Summer in the South Bay.
Don't wanna South Bay. It feels like home and all is okay. Summer in the South Bay. You got your board and that's enough, babe. We get wet just to forget. We don't wanna think about tomorrow. Summer in the South Bay. That's just summer in the summer in the South Bay. That's just summer in the summer in the South Bay.
What a great song. What a great song. Summer in the South Bay. It's new and it's a culmination of our time here. It's a culmination of all of our experiences here and a wonderful, wonderful tribute to the South Bay. Now, of course, I've talked a lot about myself. You know, Sarah Grace, Olivia Ruth. Sarah went to Redondo Union. Olivia Ruth went to Costa, and my son Jared Nathaniel to Costa. Had a wonderful experience on the baseball team at Costa. Played a couple years in college at various institutions. Baseball from the time of Clark Field and Hermosa Beach Little League has always been a part of my son's life. Olivia had some amazing friends here in the South Bay and was a swimmer with Costa. My daughter Sarah was having a wonderful time doing volleyball at Redondo Union, and of course Student Union. She was very involved in student government there in Redondo. And these are the things that build your history and build your life and your memories. Of course, Carrie, my lovely wife and my amazing partner. Is remembered for all of her tireless work with Relay for Life, for her tireless work with the Girl Scouts in Hermosa Beach, her tireless work at the South School. Certainly should make a special note about the South Bay Adult School, an arm of the Redondo Beach Union School District. The South Bay Adult School provides, it's strange, the classes are for the parents, but the children, it's like daycare, but with a requirement that parents get involved. And it is a constant in our lives that From the time that we found the program, just a year or two after we arrived, and our children weren't even able to attend yet, but we found out about the program before our children, Sarah and Olivia, were able to attend. They attended. Then, of course, Jared attended, and what a great beginning to school career South Bay Adult School is. It should be required. So crazy that they're scaling back or they're not finding a great deal of interest. It's not very expensive. There are some scholarships and so forth. It's not very expensive, but for some reason, it's just not working for the school district, I guess, in the large. And I feel if there's a problem with the funding, they should just charge more. And somebody should find funding so that parents can go if they really, 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 really want to go and can't afford it. But because it is so valuable to have this, you know, there's lectures for the parents, and then, of course, the daily work with the kids. And it's more about discovery of their talents, unique talents, and their unique abilities, and their potential, you know, sort of modes of learning, and for parents to be able to focus on, well, my child is an auditory learner, or my child is a visual learner, or my child is a kinesthetic learner. These things are important to discover and to really have some kind of official support in discovering. And South Bay Adult School does an excellent job of that. I just had this vision that I should do a love letter to Hermosa Beach and the greater South Bay. We haven't had a chance to really say goodbye the way we'd like to. It's been a whirlwind of emotions and a whirlwind of activities as we've prepared to leave. We're not going to be here much longer, just a few days. We're going to be gone. And we're actually sad about it. Couldn't find a different way of living in Southern California away from the South Bay. I mean, there's plenty of places to go, you know. Palmdale. There's plenty of places to go to live and to be financially more solvent and inclusive and just to rebuild in that way. And yet that's not the South Bay, and that's not for us. I mean, Carrie's from, you know, mostly from California, but also from Oklahoma. I am mostly from, I was born and raised in Chicago, moved here in 85. I really only lived in two places, Chicago, the city, all over the city, mostly the South Side and Wrigleyville. Then moved, you know, going to college in Oregon, and then getting a job here in 85 with the defense industry, Unisys. Well, they were Burroughs Corporation at that time, in 85, 84, 85. That was a wonderful experience, doing software engineering for Burroughs Corporation, shepherding them through the transition to Unisys, where they unified, I think it was Sperry Univac and Burroughs Corporation combined to one company called Unisys. What a great historic couple of companies. And then moving down to the South Bay with Steve Mitchell, Stephen R. Mitchell, an amazing man, an amazing talent, an amazing intellect. Steve and Beverly were so good and gracious to us, and we'll never, ever forget their friendship and their mentorship. This, you know, you have so many things. When you live in a place for 30 years, you have a lifetime of memories and experiences to remember. And so none of it could be completely covered in an hour on Blog Talk Radio. But I just wanted you to know that we love you. We cherish you. Your participation in our lives has made a huge difference. Your participation in our lives has made a huge difference. I hope our participation in your life has been a positive one and an active one. and something that you cherish forever. I know we will cherish our experience in the South Bay, at least this first half of our experience, let's say, in the South Bay. Will we come back? We kind of hope so. But that we're not going to let that rule our lives. We're not going to let that rule our lives. We're moving currently, just temporarily moving to a location, Lake County, California, just north of Napa, that is God's country. As I said earlier in the show, Tammy Lips and Mark are already there, living an amazing new life with their B&B and Tammy's catering and restaurant on premises. Of course, COVID has screwed up everything, including their plans, fully realized. But the vaccines are being distributed in England. Pfizer's vaccine is being distributed in England, fully approved, and will sweep the world of this scourge. And because of the technology used, messenger RNA, mRNA, these pandemics should not be so long-lived without a vaccine in the future. If we don't have a vaccine, we should be able to design a vaccine for the next pandemic with a great deal of speed, thanks to, in thanks to Donald Trump's warp speed investments. Yes, it is true. I am giving Donald Trump some props for his singular focus, if you will, on a vaccine. Yeah, he certainly gave his blessing and all of the resources required. Some companies, I believe, like Pfizer, said, no, we don't want to take warp speed money, but other companies did, and it's been a great help. I mean, messenger RNA is a technology that has been in the academic literature for decades. Decades. But because of this push to develop this vaccine with this speed, messenger RNA has really come into, excuse me, and so good things come out of bad things, and in this case, it would be that we have the technologies and we have the groundwork now to prevent the next pandemic from crippling the world's economy, and coming up with a vaccine quickly. I think the vaccine for COVID-19 was accomplished with messenger RNA once they realized that technology was very promising. In weeks, they had a vaccine that they could now then go through the step-by-step trials and testing process. Thank you, everyone. This letter, a love letter to Hermosa Beach and the Greater South Bay from the Terry family, Joe, Carrie, Sarah, Olivia, and Jared. Joe, Carrie, Sarah, Olivia, and Jared blow the biggest kiss to Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, the Rulin' Rowdies, Hermosa Beach Little League, and everyone else in the Greater South Bay. Love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Bye-bye.